body. Let me tell you something. Racism is over. It's over, folks. For the last 50 years, black people and everyone else have had the same opportunities as white people in this country. I don't care what you say. You're never going to convince me otherwise. There's been a black president, although he was actually white, but there's been a black president. You've got black mayors, black governors, black congressmen, black senators. You got black PhDs. You've got blacks in every walk of life, folks. All doors are open unto them. All. Any school they want to go to, they can go there. Any job they want to apply for, they can get that job. Folks, we would hire black people in a heartbeat. We would ordain black preachers in a heartbeat. Nobody cares anymore. So, well, it's not true, Pastor Anderson. You know, racism's alive and well. Yeah, because of junk like last night, it is. That's what creates racism, is when people turn on the news and they see a bunch of black people walking out of Target with a bunch of stuff under their arms. You know, that's what creates racism, folks. It didn't come out of a vacuum. And so, you know what? Guess what? Our church is filled with successful, normal black people who are productive members of society. And you want to know what they all have in common? They all reject the hip-hop culture. Look around our church at the godly black men and women at our church. You know what you're not going to see them doing? Walking down the street with their pants hanging down and trying to pull their pants up. You're not going to see that. You know what you're not going to hear on a Sunday morning at Faith Forward Baptist Church? Oh, here comes Lola. You know, welcome to church, Lola. You think that's what you're going to hear? You know what I mean? Just and by the way, let me just pick on Lola. If you go to Lola's house, you're not going to find the 40 and the Hennessy and the tall boy. You're not going to find the gin and juice. And you know what? Correct me if I'm wrong, Lola. Have you sprayed any graffiti lately? When was the last time you sprayed graffiti, Lola? Huh? Never. Folks, let me tell you something. The hip-hop culture is as wicked as hell. That's right. Period. Period. The culture that is glorified by rap music is garbage. It's a wicked culture. I did a whole sermon on it in L.A. called Hip-Hop in Light of the Bible. And let me tell you something, that it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with race, because you have even white people that are into that hip-hop culture. And there were white people coming out of that Target with stuff under their arms. But you know what? I guarantee you that if we looked in those white people's kitchen, we're going to find the booze. If we look in their CD cabinet, we're going to find the Dr. Dre and that. I know I'm reaching back, but I don't know who the current Snoop Dogg, N.W.A., Run DMC? No, just kidding. That's going way back. Yeah, I don't know who the current rap artists are, but I guarantee you that that's probably what they've got in their CD player. So, folks, don't let the media brainwash you that this is about race. It has nothing to do with race. Because you know what? It has to do with the wicked hip-hop culture. And you know what? If you have black people that are succeeding in America, it's because they don't embrace the culture of graffiti, stealing, hoes, weed. They don't embrace that culture. That's why they're succeeding. And all doors are open unto them. All doors. Every door is open. You name me one door in America that they can't go. Name me a job where no black person can do that job. They can't do it. Name it. Name it for the last 30 years. The last 40 years. You can't. So you're telling me that 40 years isn't enough time to get your act together?
Well, we're still suffering from, you know, the 1860s. Or the 1960s. I don't care if it's the 1960s.
Well, what about, pretty soon we're going to be in the 2060s and you're still going to be crying about it. Get over it. Get over it! We all live in America. We all have the same opportunities. We can all get a library card. We can all enroll in the public school system. Am I right? Yep. We can all go to the day labor and get put to work immediately. We can all go get a job at McDonald's. We can all do, and you know what? White people get jobs at McDonald's every day, and black people get jobs at McDonald's. White people get jobs as scientists and engineers. Black people get jobs as scientists and engineers. And you know what? You quit lying and creating this fake narrative about how, oh, racism, it's just not fair. The police will beat you no matter what color you are. I promise you. I'm proof. Do I look black to you? I got tasered for 22 seconds straight. I got 11 stitches in my head from getting beaten up by the police. And I'm white. So being white does not prevent you from getting beaten up by the police. It's just that when white people get beat up by the police, you know, it's just not on the news because there's an agenda today to create racial hatred in this country. To turn black against white, white against black.